So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Samach continues discussing Avodah Zarah for which one is Chayiv Skila. Hamakabli Olav Lelaha, one who verbally accepts an idol as a deity, even not in its presence, and Va'omer Loi Eli Ata, one who says to an idol, you are my God, is liable for stoning. The Gemara cites a ruling of Rav, Ki Yivin She'amar Loi Eli Ata Chayiv Karban. If one inadvertently accepts the idol as his deity, he is liable for a karban chatas. However, the Gemara points out that to be liable for a verbal statement is a machlokes tanoim, as the Braisa rules in the chayv ela al davar sheish b'maisa, kigen zibuach, v'kitur, v'nisach, v'shtachava. One is only liable for serving avodah zarah through an action such as slaughtering, burning, pouring, or bowing. And Rosh Lakish explained, man tana hishtachava, Rebbe Kiva hi, da amar loy b'inan maisa gamer. That one is liable for merely bowing to the avodah zarah is the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, who holds that one is liable for a slight action as well. As Rashi explains, Megadif Mechayiv Mishum Maisa Zuta, that Kimas Safasav Hava Maisa, Vachanam Mikfivis Kemase Hava Maisa. Rebbe Kiva holds that speaking, which involves moving one's lips, is also deemed an action, and so a Megadif is liable. Similarly, bending one's body while bowing is an action, and he is liable. However, the Gemara infers, Machal de Rabbanan Sabri Be'inun Maisa, the Chacham disagree, and hold one is liable only if it performs a significant action. As the rule in the Mishnah in Masechtas Krisis cited in Rashi, v'chacham ha'imrim yotz megadiv she'ino isa maisa. One who unintentionally blasphemes is not liable for a karban chatas because his transgression did not involve an action. Thus, Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham would also disagree whether one is liable for a karban for ha'imr loy eli ata for verbally accepting an idol as a deity. And Rav, Rabbi Kiva kama, Rav's ruling, kimin she'amar loy eli ata chayav karban, is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah continues, Aval hamagafif, v'amanashik, v'amachabit, v'amarabitz, v'amarachitz, v'asach, v'amalbish, v'amanol, oivir b'loisase. One who hugs or kisses an idol or sweeps or sprinkles water before it or washes, anoints, dresses, or puts shoes on it, transgresses a prohibition but is not liable for stoning. And Rashi explains, shaloi kedarka, the Mishnah refers to an idol that is not ordinarily worshipped in this way, because one is always liable for serving an idol in any way if this is its customary manner. The Gemara adds, one does not get lashes for all these actions because they are all included in the general prohibition of Leisa Avdim not to serve idols, and one does not get lashes for a general prohibition. The Gemara cites support for this principle. The Pasuk says, Leisaichlu al Hadam, and the Braisa cites several prohibitions derived from this one Pasuk. Eichlu min habehema koidim shetetze nafsha, not to eat from an animal after it was slaughtered, before it is fully dead. Not to eat from the meat of a carbon before its blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. In mevaren al harugi bezin, we do not offer the mourner's meal to the relatives of one who is executed by bezin. Sanhedrin shahargu es hanefesh ein toim en klum kalois hayom. When the court executes someone, they all fast that entire day. Azhar la ben sayru meira, this is a warning to the ben sayru meira, the rebellious son who is executed. And the Gemara cites a ruling, Al kulam ein aloika, mishum dehavali lav, shabachlalas, none of these prohibitions is liable for lashes because they are all derived from one general prohibition. The Mishnah continues, Hanoidu bishmoi vamekayim bishmoi, oivir b'leis ase. One who vows or swears in the name of an idol transgresses a prohibition. The Gemara explains, lav she'im b'maisininu. This transgression does not involve an action, and so it is a machlikis where the one is liable for lashes as we see in the following braisa. The Torah forbids one to leave over any part of the Karban Pesach until the next morning, and then commands one to burn any leftovers. Therefore, he does not receive lashes, as Rashi explains. The Torah says to burn the leftover meat in lieu of a punishment. This is generally referred to in Shas as lav hanitik laseh. However, Bekiva Aimer Leiman Hashem Huzat. This is not the reason why one does not get Malkus. Rather, El Mishum Dehavali Lav Shem Bamaisa. V'chol Lav Shem Bamaisa Ein Loikin Alav. One does not get lashes for a prohibition that does not involve any action. The Gemara infers, Machal Rabbi Yehuda Sava Loikin Alav. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds that one does get lashes for a Lav Shem Bamaisa. Therefore, they would also argue regarding Hanoidu Bishmoi Vamakayim Bishmoi Oivir Boleisase. Because it's a Lav Shem Bamaisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Loikin Alav, he is liable. According to Rabbi Kiva, in Lakin love, he is not liable. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses the sources for several prohibitions involving avodah zarah, including the prohibition of hanoidu b'shmoi, that are all derived from the pasuk b'shem elihim achem li'siskiru li'yishama al picha. It's forbidden to mention the name of an idol, even to say, wait for me next to that idol. It is forbidden to vow or swear in the name of an idol. Furthermore, one may not cause others to do so. As Avud Shmuel ruled, asal adam she'asa shutves ma'ibed kachavim she'mischayv lishvu v'nishba b'avodas kachavim shalay. It is forbidden to form a partnership with a non-Jew because the non-Jew may become obligated to swear to him, and he will invoke the name of his idol. The Gemara cites an exception to this halacha: kol avodas kachavim haksuv b'Torah mutul haskeshma. It is permitted to say the name of an idol mentioned in the Torah. Another halacha regarding avodas zara: kol litzenusa asira chutz malitzenusa avodas kachavim d'shari. All forms of mockery are forbidden, except for mocking avodas zara, which is permitted. The Gemara cites several statements regarding Klal Yisrael's history of idol worship. On the one hand, Hoshea HaNavi said, "V'atu yisivu lachdoi." The people are sinning even more. And the Gemara explains, "Kol echad ve'echad asa demusi rosei manicha b'kisei." Everyone would carry an image of their idol in their pockets. And b'shosh hazeicher meitzi mitheicheko imachabko u'menashka. Whenever they remembered it, they would pull it out and hug and kiss it. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav explained, "Yaidin hayu Yisrael b'avodas kachavim she'im b'mamash." Klal Yisrael knew that the idols were meaningless, but they served them as a way to throw off their Torah obligations in order to engage in forbidden activities such as illicit relationships. The Gemara challenges this from a braisa. The pasuk says, "Kizachar b'neim is b'chaisim v'gomer." They recalled their altars as they did their sons. And Rabbi Elazar explained, "Ka'adam shish like a guin al b'nai." Their longing for that, but the zara resembled the father's longing for his son. The Gemara answers, "Basad avikube." After Klal Yisrael became accustomed to serving idols, they indeed became attached to them and served them sincerely.